Hey, time for another movie retrospective. I know it's like not the right time of year to be doing this movie, but any time of the year is the right time
Well, we just did Creepshow
for
like
horror
two.
movies and Halloween movies.
We did like Creepshow two, and this movie kind of spiritually is very much on the same line as Creepshow.
Yeah.
So I liked it.
Yeah, this is also an anthology film. It's not as old as some of the other ones we do. This is actually from 2007, Trick or Treat.
It's worthy of Creepshow though.
I agree.
Yeah, it's worthy of that.
And,
This is the same director that did Krampus.
yeah.
And he's also gonna do the new Godzilla. Was it
Godzilla King of the Monsters,
King of the
which
Monsters,
is just coming out this
just
year.
coming out?
Which
So,
actually, I didn't even know that when I planned to do this. So I was like, oh, well, we're going to see Godzilla King of the
right.
Monsters this week. So that worked out.
So this is actually kind of relevant to today.
Yeah.
And he said that there may be a sequel to this if King of the Monsters does real well. Yeah,
Yeah,
he said he
well,
wanted
I
to do
mean,
it.
he said after like all the Godzilla stuff was
Was
over,
over?
like he wanted to do a sequel of this just because, I mean, the sad thing about this movie, there's been a lot of good horror movies. I think that we're kind of in something of a golden age of horror movies at the moment, like even for the past 10, 20 years even. But the sad thing about this one is that it came out, it was made in 2007. It kind of made the rounds of like horror festivals and stuff. Audiences loved it. It won all kinds of awards and shit like that. But for some reason, I think it was Warner Brothers that owned the rights, and they did not think that it merited a theatrical release. So
Crazy.
it never got a widespread theatrical
This never
release.
got a theatrical release?
No, it did
Damn.
not. And then just and then like 2 years later, like in 2009, they put it out on DVD.
Those dudes don't know what they're talking about. Right now they're dissing on fucking Brightburn. And Brightburn was awesome.
I really liked
Yeah,
Brightburn,
some
yeah.
of the critics are talking about how bad Brightburn was. Man, Brightburn was awesome. It's like there's no soy in that.
I really liked all the gore in it.
Yeah.
But the thing, so what happened with Trick or Treat was that it was so successful on video, like it got really good word of mouth, and it eventually got this huge, huge, huge cult following. And now, hell, it's like it's so well known that even like Universal Studios and shit like that, they even have at Halloween Horror Nights, they do a trick or treat themed house with little Sam, the little the little pumpkin headed guy with the burlap sack on his
Yeah, what's his
head.
name?
Sam.
Sam. That's an interesting aspect of this movie. Now, Christmas has Santa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you got the Easter Bunny, but there isn't anything for Halloween.
Yeah.
So what this movie tries to do is it tries to establish a regular character to symbolize or to personalize Halloween. And it's this little like a little child with a pumpkin head. It's weird.
Yeah,
It's
he's
weird,
like a
yeah.
little demon. He's like
Like a little demon.
supernatural.
Right.
And he has like a gross, like scary face, but he usually goes around with this little like round burlap sack on his head with a little face, and he's like super, super cute. Little orange footy pajamas, little jack-o'-lantern lollipop, and a little candy bag. And yeah, so Michael Dougherty, the guy that wrote and directed this movie, he said exactly that. He's like, all these holidays had all these like, iconic figures to go with
Easter
them, but for some
Bunny.
reason Halloween didn't have one, so he wanted to kind of establish that character.
Yeah, to me, he's got kind of like a skull-like head, and it looks like cross between like a skull and a pumpkin.
Yeah.
That's what its head looked like to
That's
me.
exactly what he looks like.
Okay,
And he is
and an
essentially,
alien,
yeah,
and a
his
little
face
bit,
looks a little bit like when the bag comes off, his
yeah, a
face
little
looks a
bit like
little
an
bit like an
alien.
alien. But I think essentially what he is he's kind of like the Halloween enforcer. Like if he thinks you're not doing it right or you're not enjoying Halloween enough or respecting Halloween traditions,
Hell to
then he
pay.
will fuck you up.
Yeah.
But that is one thing,
He's the Halloween quality control agent.
that's exactly what he is, yeah. Now, the thing that I love about this movie and that a lot of people love about this movie, this is kind of like the quintessential Halloween movie. I mean, yes, there's John Carpenter's Halloween, but some people have pointed out, yes, that's a horror movie. Yes, it's set on Halloween, but it didn't have to be set on Halloween. In fact, it wasn't even originally set on Halloween, I don't think, because originally the idea was it was called The Babysitter Murders. So the producer later said, "Oh, why don't you set it on Halloween?" So there's like pumpkins and shit, but it's not. It doesn't have to be Halloween. But Trick or Treat, the whole, the whole fiber of its being is all about Halloween, and it's all about old school Halloween. It all takes place on one Halloween night in this like Midwestern town. I think it's called Warren Valley, I think is in Ohio. And it's just like four or five like interconnected stories in this neighborhood, and all of them have to do with Halloween traditions.
Yeah, and it kind of had a bunch of animated sequences in it to make it kind of like a comic book movie too, kind of like Creepshow.
Mostly just the beginning.
Just the beginning?
Like the beginning. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
the beginning credits look very much like Creepshow. And like I said, I think this has a slightly different vibe than Creepshow, but I think this is just as good a horror anthology.
It's good. I like the tone.
I did too.
It's a good combination of fun and colorful, but then kind of gory.
Yeah.
It was a good and kind of sick.
And it's kind of funny. Like, it has, like, a lot of black humor in it. Yeah. Just kind of like Creepshow did.
Yeah.
A lot of kids get killed in this.
Yeah, it's a little more hardcore than Creepshow, I would think.
I guess. I mean, yeah.
So, maybe it's just because it's more modern.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
You know, but I think it's a worthy addition to those kind of movies. I mean, you know, stands on its own, you know, stands right alongside them.
Yeah, and like I said, a lot of people have said this is like the perfect Halloween movie. It's like the whole tone of it, the whole look of it. It's just, it's very orange. It's like there's jack-o'-lanterns everywhere. It's like super cool. And, you know, coming from somebody like me who's like, I love Halloween and I've always loved Halloween, this is like really the movie you put on at the party. And, you know, and the cool thing about it is it's an anthology, so you don't really have to like, you know, pay too much attention.
You can just let it ride.
Although, I have to say, what?
I like it when I'm drunk.
Well, yeah.
You get kind of drunk. Well, one of the things I liked about it is that it does have practical effects, and they're very good practical effects.
Yeah.
It may have had some CG, but I didn't really detect it. Was there CG in it? I don't really remember any CG in it.
I don't remember seeing any either. If there was, it was very minor and it was not noticeable.
And good, because if you can't notice the CG, then
That's the whole point of CGI, but, you're not supposed to notice it.
I was kind of interpreting it as kind of an homage to Creepshow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was, you know, I thought it had even better practical effects, of course, you know, because it's more modern. But the way it was shot, you know, just good looking movie. Real good looking movie.
It was. And like I said, you know, even though, you know, if you didn't know, like, the kind of convoluted trail that it took, like, to get to a release, you would think, wow, this looks really good for a direct-to-DVD movie, but that's because it wasn't supposed to be a direct-to-DVD movie. It was supposed to be, you know,
it was supposed to play
in the theaters.
I had no idea.
It just never did.
This was, you know, a good movie. It should have played in theaters.
Well, I think that was something that a lot of people, once a lot of people saw it, and like I said, it got, like, a huge cult following, and it got, like, you know, hugely famous later on. And I think a lot of people were like, that's just like, I think I was looking at one of those horror sites, Bloody Disgusting or something like that, said that's like criminal that it never got.
Yeah.
They're like, it's so good, and it just never got a release.
Remember the horror movie that we saw that was taking place in the horror amusement park? What was that called? Do you remember?
Hellfest. The one we saw in the theater, yeah.
Yeah, better than Hellfest.
This is a hell of a lot better than Hellfest.
I would say better than, what's the one, the room, the one about Riddle Rooms, what's it called? Where they're trying
to find escape room.
Better than Escape Room.
Yeah.
Even though I like Escape Room.
This is better, like I said, this is better than most, and it's definitely in the top five horror anthologies ever, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
And one thing that it did, and I've only seen a couple of other anthologies that did this, it's not like Creepshow where it's like one story after another. It's actually four or five stories happening concurrently. Or, you know, on the same night. And they're interwoven, so it'll kind of cut back and forth between them. And, like, sometimes it'll go back in time to, like, show you what happened from, like, the other person's perspective. Like, so all of the stories are kind of related, but, you know, but it's four or five separate stories. And one thing I noticed, I've actually watched it twice for this review, and you pick up new things, like, every time you see it. Because all of the stories, it's just really clever the way they kind of, like, fit them all together. And you don't have to notice it. You can just, like, enjoy the stories the way they are. But I like it more when you, like, pay attention and you see, like, all these little details that it's like, oh, that relates back to the other show, and that's what that guy was doing, and that's this person, like, yeah. walking by, and all this other kind of stuff. So I think that's really cool the way they integrated it. Like, yeah. one thing that I didn't catch the first time around, and, you know, just like most other things, this is going to have spoilers, so, you know, if you don't want spoilers, then turn it off right now, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. But one thing I didn't realize the first time around was that in the story within a story, where the one girl was telling the legend about all the mentally challenged kids on the bus, and then the bus driver was got paid by their parents to, like, drive them off a yeah. cliff, like, into a quarry or whatever. That bus driver in the past was Mr. Krieg, the crabby, Halloween-hating old yeah. guy that lived next door to the principal that was also a serial killer.
Yeah, he ended up paying for that shit, though.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, and I'm not, I don't even know if I could pick, like, my favorite story in this, because they're all so interrelated. I mean, I think the principal serial killer is probably my favorite, just yeah. because I love that actor, and he was just, like, so fucking good in it. And yeah. he's, like, you know, and he's, like, murdering little kids and getting his little kid to help out and shit like that.
Yeah.
But the one where they had, you know, the kids in the bus, and then there are these four kind of asshole kids, kind of bully kids. And they have this idea that they're going to go and get all these jack-o'-lanterns and take them as, like, an offering, quote-unquote, to the kids that died at the bottom of the quarry. And they end up going to the house of this girl that they call Rhonda the Retard. This is, like, and it's so funny because they go, oh, is that Rhonda the Retard's house? She's not a retard. She's an idiot savant.
Yeah, that's Jenny's spirit animal.
And I said, this little yeah. girl, it's yeah. like she has 40.
She's like a witch and shit.
She has 40 bajillion, like, yeah. jack-o'-lanterns in her yard, and it looks super, super cool. And she's yeah. carved all of them. She made yeah. her costume. It's, like, yeah. a really good witch costume. And she's all kind of, like, nerdy and awkward. And I'm like, aw, yeah. I love that yeah. girl. And the cool thing about it, too, is that, I mean, the bullies are kind of, like, nice to her because they want the pumpkins. And I think that their plan was they were going to scare the shit out of her. So they're acting like they're nice to her. And the one guy is, like, kind of flirting with her. Stuff. Oh, did you make all these? And they're so pretty and blah, blah, blah. And so they take her to this quarry. And then they basically dress up like zombies and make it seem like, you know, the kids killed them and they were going to come back and get her. And she freaks the fuck out, as you would. And then they're like, no, no, we're just joking. Except then the mentally challenged kids from the bus, they really do come back as zombies. And then they're going to kill the bully kids. And the little girl gets in the elevator to go to the back of the quarry. And she's like, see ya.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's what you get for being yeah. mean to that little girl.
Yeah. But it's yeah. a good movie, though. I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, like I said, my favorite part is the principal guy, because he's like, okay, so he's out, and then this little fat kid, who you know is an asshole because he's going around, like, knocking everybody's pumpkins off the fence and breaking them and shit like that. So he goes up, and the principal has a little pumpkin on there. It's like, oh, we're out, just take one piece of candy. And you know the fat kid's not going to do that. He, like, digs his hand in there, and he's, like, digging them all out. And then the principal comes back, and he's all like, what are you doing? Da, da, da. And then he like sits down next to him, and then it turns out that he has poisoned all the candy.
Yeah.
And the fat kid starts barfing, yeah. and it's I think it's cyanide because there's like a bunch of bottles in
yeah,
the house.
Yeah, the kid throws up, and it goes on for a long time.
I know, it's just
like projectile vomiting.
It
brown
reminded
stuff.
Me of that scene from Stand By Me where they were all barfing all over.
Yeah, they've edited it to try to they try to design the scene to make you want to dry heave.
Yeah, it is pretty gross.
Yeah, it's like ugh.
Yeah, because he's throwing up all chocolate, so it looks like he's barfing up diarrhea pretty much.
Brown.
Except it's not lumpy, which that's probably good, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to watch it without gagging.
Yeah.
But then the funny thing too is the principal, he's like burying these kids in his backyard. And he has a little son too, and the little son is like, "Daddy, you need to come and help me, like carve the jack-o'-lantern, blah blah blah."
Yeah.
And you are led to believe that the principal is gonna end up killing his own kid, but in a twist, what he ends up doing is he cut off that fat kid's head.
Yeah.
And he's helping the little kid, like, carve a jack-o'-lantern face into the fat. So he's, like, raising the next generation of serial killers, which I thought was nice. So, like I said,
you thought that was nice.
Well, no, you know what I mean. It's like, because one, you don't see a
it
lot of
it was unexpected. You think he's going to kill the kid, but it turns out he's training the kid.
Yeah, he's training the kid to be, yeah, because he's like, well, I'm not going to be around forever to serial kill and poison kids on Halloween and stuff like that, so I need to, like, pass the torch along. But yeah, so, because you don't see that a lot in movies, this movie reminds me a lot, actually, of Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. It has kind of, like, a similar...
One of my favorite movies.
Yeah, it's very Halloween-infused, and it's also fun, but kids don't get spared. Like, a lot of kids get killed in this movie. Well, and I like that. I mean, I don't like kids getting killed, obviously, but, you know, a lot of movies don't really have the balls to do that.
Yeah, well, this director, you know, he obviously knew all these old cool movies that we grew up with, so he's just going to do a lot, pay a lot of homage to the classics, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And at the time, you know, Halloween fans were furious at Halloween 3. I never saw 1 and 2. The first Halloween movie I saw was Halloween 3 on HBO. Yeah,
so you didn't have any expectations. I fucking
loved it. Yeah, I fucking love it. To this day, I love that movie. And if you show me Halloween 1 and 2, I think it's kind of boring. To me, I liked Halloween 3.
Like I said, I feel like Trick or Treat and Halloween 3 Season of the Witch are like a good double feature.
Yeah.
Like for your Halloween party.
Yeah.
Because they're both...
They're both weird.
They're both super into the holiday, and they're into like the old traditions of the holiday.
You know? Halloween 3 Season of the Witch, though, I'd have to kind of give it the nod because it is weirder. It is a weird premise. All right. Now, it's not as technically good as Trick or Treat.
Yeah.
Trick or Treat's a pretty movie, you know?
It is a beautiful, beautiful looking
Halloween
movie.
Halloween 3, in its day, was, let's say it was a workman-like movie.
Yeah.
And they would just get... They were just getting away with what they could get away with, you know, for cheap.
Yeah.
You know? And it has some fucking badass scenes of kids' heads exploding into snakes and roaches. And awesome. You know, awesome stuff. Magic. And it's great, you know.
Yeah.
Just a good movie.
But like I said, I like... There's not...
Great soundtrack.
There's not a really lot of movies that delve this deeply into, like, Halloween traditions. Yeah. And, you know, Halloween 3 is one of them, and Trick or Treat is definitely one of them, too. Even though, like I said, it goes into, like, the old history and, you know, traditions and stuff, but it also kind of invents some new ones. Like, at the very beginning, this couple is coming back from a Halloween party, and obviously they didn't have a good time because they're fighting and stuff. And the wife is this stick in the mud who doesn't like Halloween. Mm. And she is basically telling the husband, it's like, you have to get all this shit out. Because he is decorated, like, out the hoo-ha, like, out of the, all over the fucking yard.
He's into it.
And it looks rad. And then she's all like, no, you have to take this down, like, tonight. Like, even though it's still Halloween. She's like, my mom's coming tomorrow, and she's going to flip out when she sees all this blah, blah, blah. And she's just being an asshole.
Right.
And then she does something very... And Sam is watching, like, from behind.
You don't
know that until later.
Pumpkinhead Halloween boy, that's
Sam. So he's watching to make sure, because he's probably like, hey, somebody doesn't like Halloween over here. I'm going to have to deal
bitch
with
gotta
that
pay.
Shit. Right.
Bitch gotta pay.
And she blows out the jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah.
Which, that's like a new rule, I guess.
Yeah,
because I never heard, you don't blow out the jack-o'-lantern before Halloween is over.
You stuck a big-ass lollipop about this wide in your mouth. Rip your face open.
And cut her all up. Because all of the, you know, arms and legs
had
and shit that were hanging.
Had her crucified out on front lawn.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. That was like the opening scene of the film.
Yeah.
Was Sam, like, taking revenge for her blowing out the jack-o'-lantern. And also just kind of being a douche about Halloween in general and wanting to take all the decorations
down. And talking
down.
About this movie makes me want to see it again.
I know,
we
right?
We saw it twice.
Yeah, we watched it. Well, because here's what happened.
And you're making me want to see Halloween 3.
Yeah. Well, we have both of these movies. Because what ended up happening...
And you're making me want to see Dead and Buried.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course I remember it.
It
wasn't that
one.
Long ago.
It's because I remember watching Dead and Buried and Halloween 3 around the same era.
Yeah.
On, you know, HBO, Cinemax, you know, creepy old fucking movies, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, weird. Even though that's not a Halloween movie, it's more like a zombie movie, but...
Yeah.
I remember... It's all from, you know, growing up, you know, growing up with that weird shit.
This movie, the movie Trick or Treat, it's like every time I see it, it makes me want to have a big, giant Halloween party.
Yeah.
I just play it on all the TVs.
I hope they do us a sequel to this.
I hope they do, too. Like I said, Michael Dougherty wanted to do one, and there's certainly, like, enough critical interest. I mean, this has, like, almost universal
acclaim. Needs to have
acclaim.
A theatrical release.
Yeah, it really does. It just makes me sad that never happened. It's like so many shitty movies get theatrical releases, and this one never did, and this one is just like such a good movie, and it's just, like I said, it's just that old school, like, Halloween feel, like when you were a kid, and like there's all these jack-o'-lanterns, it's all dark, and
maybe
everybody's in
there. Maybe I'll send a letter. to AMC to do a theatrical re-release. Remember, they're re-releasing certain things, re-releasing old movies.
They should do that like right around Halloween. They actually, what they should do is that maybe like a weekend around Halloween, they should have this. They should have Halloween 3 Season of the Witch. They could do like a marathon, like an all-night marathon. That would be totally rad.
Yeah.
And then they could have like a fucking costume party and all that kind of shit. But yeah, I really, really would like to do that. I also want to say that, Anna Paquin is in this from True Blood. She plays like a character that's it's her and all her friends. You think that they're gonna get murdered because they're just like all these slutty princesses and stuff, although she just dresses up like Red Riding Hood. But you know, the whole beginning of the film, they're just like, let's put on these like slutty princess outfits, their titties hanging out and everything.
Yeah, and they look hot. They look
there's like a bunch of hot chicks.
One of every flavor too.
One of every flavor.
Yeah, it's white one, brown and black one, and all the different
vanilla, blue.
Guys know
strawberry.
What I'm talking about. Guys know exactly what I'm talking
about. That's hilarious. Yeah. But like, you think, so they're going around like picking up random dudes like to go to a party with them and stuff like that. And then you think that one of them gets like attacked by what seems to be a vampire, but then it turns out that they're really werewolves. And they're, so they were like kind of picking all these guys up so they could eat them later. But yeah, there's just so much about this movie. They don't make a lot of horror movies like this anymore, like I said.
No, it's
just
a classic horror.
It's just, it has a classic feel to it. It's super fun. It's super gory.
Like a really good 80s horror movie on steroids with like state-of-the-art practical effects for 2007.
Yeah,
with
it's like
a tight edit. And I could tell you he looked at Creepshow and he went, I want mine to be like that, but even tighter. And they kind of did that same thing.
Yeah, because it's very similar to Creepshow, like I said. Even though the stories aren't one after the other, they're all interconnected.
Well, he did
connected.
Their own innovation.
But
he innovated on it. Because he didn't want to do a direct ripoff.
Yeah.
It was just an homage to that.
Yeah, there was and definitely the opening credits were an homage to that.
Yeah.
Now, I should say, too, that if what ended up happening was that I had actually not seen this movie at the time. We were at AMC Theaters the other day, like we do every week, and then we had like all this time in between the movies. So we went over to the food court, like, because there's a mall right across the parking lot, and we went over there to get something to eat, and then we still had like 45 minutes or an hour before the movie started.
Yeah.
So we went into, I think it was FYE.
Yeah.
And they had a shit ton of used DVDs
and
Blu-rays
stuff on clearance,
in the front.
Yeah.
And so I like went through, they were like $3, $5, shit like that. So I started looking through there. Trick or Treat was in there and I was like, woohoo, I'm having that. Yeah. The Ring was in there. So we're going to do a review on that. Last House on the Left was in there.
Yeah.
So so I ended up picking up a bunch of movies that we're going to be reviewing. And Trick or Treat is obviously the first
one. Yeah, and the
one
Blu-ray
of
this looks really good. But you know, I put it on, you know, on our new...
No, it's a DVD. I have the DVD.
What I meant was is that the DVD looks really good.
Yeah.
It looks like a Blu-ray quality.
Yeah.
That's the quality. That's what I wanted to say. I was pretty impressed with the way it looked.
It does. It looks really, really nice.
Yeah. If you were to get a Blu-ray edition, it probably wouldn't look much better.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be worth it. I think it was shot in this format. It probably is best seen in that format.
Yeah.
If a Blu-ray release came out, we'd just have a bunch of extras.
Yeah.
Which some people might want that. They're probably one with a bunch of extras on it.
That's what I'm wondering about that because I think, I mean, I'm not sure when the Blu-ray came out because I'm sure this is out on Blu-ray at this point. But see, the DVD that I have, the only extra that it has is a little short animated film that Michael Dougherty made in 1996, I believe, where he introduced the Sam character. He looks a little bit different. And like I said, it's like a cartoon. It's only about 5 minutes long of him just kind of going around with his little treat bag and like holding it up. And like, you know, it just like cracked me up how he was like going out like candy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and there was like a little twist at the end. So that's on there. And I think that there's like a... What do you call it? When he's on there, like, talking about it?
Oh, you're talking about the commentary.
The commentary just for the short?
Yeah.
I think that that's all that's on the DVD.
Right.
So if you really love this movie and you don't have it, I would probably recommend getting the Blu-ray if there's extra shit on it. Because the DVD only has that one thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a trailer. No, I don't even think it has commentary in the movie. It only has commentary on the
But from what I saw, if you wanted to save a few bucks and you came across like a cheap DVD copy
of this.
Yeah,
because I got it for
$5. Looks good. Yeah, it looks good. It looks good. It looks as good as a Blu-ray to me.
I thought it did too.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, it's just such a nice looking movie. It's just very, yeah. It looks very crisp and it looks like fall.
The colors are right.
Yeah. And it's just all warm colors, at least orange and brown. And it's like really, really nice. But yeah, so like I said, you can't go wrong with fucking Trick or Treat, man. I don't know a single person that does not like this movie.
This is the first time I saw it. You know, I hadn't heard of it before. I just thought it was maybe some kind of low budget knockoff type movie. I didn't know anything about it. Saw it and I was like blown away. It's like, yeah, that's good, man. Really good.
Yeah, see, I had been hearing a lot about it because, like I said, periodically I go through lists, you know, best horror movies of the 2000s, best horror movies of the 2010s, just to make sure that I'm, like, keeping up with shit, because I don't want to be, like, only old movies. I want to, like, see new ones, because there's a lot of really good new ones.
It's hard to believe it's 2007. That movie didn't look that old.
It really didn't.
It aged well. I mean, it looks like something maybe came out 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, you can't really... Now that I'm thinking about it, other than maybe... like the cell phones, but there's not there wasn't a lot of cell phone shit in the movie, so it's like it didn't really stand out to me as like, oh, look at that old ass cell phone.
Yeah, no, you know it aged well.
I don't even remember seeing.
I don't
that
even really
kind of
remember the years of the cars. The cars, they didn't strike me as looking old. Just, you know.
Yeah, it didn't even occur to me that that's like how long ago it was. Cause shit, that was 12 years ago now.
Yeah.
But yeah, it totally doesn't look.
It doesn't look that old.
Yeah. So shit, man.
Looks like it's about 4 years old, maybe.
Well, you know, if you haven't seen this movie, like I said, you got to see this movie. It's really, really good. Doesn't have to be Halloween, although, you know, it helps if it's Halloween. And it's like the perfect movie to put on at your Halloween party.
I watch that shit anytime.
Yeah,
and then,
well,
you know, you rewatch it for Halloween. Every day is
Halloween.
That's right.
You know how that goes.
Just watch that shit anytime.
All right, so let's wrap up our retrospective of the 2007 movie Trick or Treat. Go check it out. Also, if you would like to financially support the show, you can go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/13oclockpodcast, or go to our blog, 13oclockpodcast.wordpress.com, and there's a little button in the sidebar to a PayPal account. If you'd like to give a one-time donation, it'd be much appreciated. Remember, our movie retrospectives, just like this one right here, come out every Friday, and also our 13 o'clock matinee, which is 3 new movies in the theater that comes out every Sunday, and our regular episodes come out every Tuesday. If you are a Patreon, on our Patreon page, you will get access to all the shows a day early. So that's kind of neat if you want to do that. So that'll do it for this installment. We will see you next time. Bye.